Gomaigad leascan cóile agus mainta bu agúil an ceisio roinnithe in ort mar is éhar inta inta tabharrta a go heiriad mo réalchanta chéin in tuchonnel a teasa go a bheith caiint le an teachta fearas fásta go bhfuil an rud céar na ólaí in ceirí agus in goleor ceantra eile. Minister, I raise with you a matter here in the Dáil chamber this afternoon, which countless coastal communities are living in a state of constant dread and unease as their coasts face an uncertain future. I talk, of course, of the imposition of large-scale, poorly planned and, in some instances, unsightly aquaculture developments. Now, Minister, the prospect of trestles and other cultivation equipment on beaches and scenic locations for proposed oyster farms has created much anxiety in areas where it is felt, should such developments get the go-ahead, then much harm would be done to the local marine environment, to its lure as a natural amenity, and its potential consequences for tourism, for recreation, and for the wider local economy. Indeed, in my own local county of Donegal, communities have been left in limbo for months and months on end, while controversial decisions in respect of licence applications for oyster farms are still pending, while decisions on appeal have still to be reached for others. Let's take one example, Minister Critch Strand, for example. A period of public and statutory consultation into the licence application ended last October. I had the honour of addressing locals there at that time. We prepared the submissions. The area is not supportive of the type of large-scale aquaculture planned for that area. Yet the local community are still waiting a determination. October, and yet we are now facing into the month of July. And that's despite of the department having received over 3,200 individual submissions from the local community there in relation to the development at Critch and at the neighbouring Strand. And there's a legitimate question, when are they going to get a decision by the department? Not only has the department not made a decision, but they can't tell them when a decision is likely. At scenic spots such as Ranafarste, Ranamona, Kincastla and Carrickinye, places where the natural beauty has acted as an inspiration for countless literary works, for artists and musicians, and where people continue to flock each year to visit, there are very real concerns, Minister. Let me tell you, very real concerns over the plans to erect major oyster farms on its foreshore. At Carrickfinn, where permission was granted by the Department for the development of some 99 acres of pristine coastland at Brad Strand and Gidore Bay. Carrickfinn, Minister, if you ever flew into it, you'll know all about it. It's been labelled the second best airport landing strip in the world. But there, the local community are still waiting to hear the outcomes of appeals lodged earlier this year. So, Minister, my question to you is quite simple, and I speak on behalf of the thousands of people who've lodged applications. I speak on those who are waiting day on day to find out if this department and the process is going to allow for their pristine strand and bay to be ruined and scarred in this way. Why are these communities, and countless more like them, forced to endure months of uncertainty while you and your department have sat in your hands in relation to this issue? Indeed, all we have to do is look at the recent report from the Independent Review Group, one which was set up by the department itself. It has criticised the length of time that determinations are taking. It has found that the current public and statutory consultation process is hugely flawed, including the method of informing the public of planned developments. And, Minister, none of what I have said should be taken or interpreted as saying that we are proposed to aquaculture or that aquaculture is a bad thing. No one is against that in principle. However, what people are against is developments which are disproportionately large in both size and scale, which are scattered along the coast without any thought to its impact that it would have on the local community. And what we in Sinn Féin have continually called for is that these developments be only granted where it is deemed to be sustainable and commensurate with the area and locality in which these activities are to be carried out. So, Minister, Minister, I'll finish on this, Leascan Corley. My question to you is this. What action are you going to take to protect these communities, and particularly in relation to the licence applications at Runnafast and at Crich and the appeals against the Carrickfinn? When are communities going to be taken out of limbo and going to be told that these large-scale aquaculture developments will not go ahead on your watch? Thank you.
Minister has,
thank you, Leascan Corley. Thank you, Deputy. The aquaculture licence, an aquaculture licence is required by law for the cultivation of finfish, shellfish and certain marine plants such as seaweed. My department considers all applications for aquaculture licence in accordance with the provisions of the Fisheries Amendment Act 1997, the Foreshore Act 1993 and the applicable EU legislation. The process involves consultation with a wide range of scientific and technical advisers as well as various statutory consultees. The legislation also provides for a period of public consultation, and in addition, my department must adhere to a wide range of regulatory requirements and other legislation which impact on the licensing process. A key component of the agricultural licensing process is a series of measures designed to address the impact of agriculture on the environment. The series is known as appropriate assessment. This process arose from a European Court of Justice case against Ireland in 2007. The Court of Justice declared that by failing to take all measures necessary to comply with the EU Habitats Directive in respect of authorisation of aquaculture programmes, Ireland had failed to fulfil its obligations under that directive. The EU Habitats and Borders Directives have resulted in the designation of certain bays in the National Park by the National Parks and Wildlife Service as special areas of conservation and are special protected areas for birds. These are known as Natura 2000 sites and most aquaculture places takes place within them or adjacent to them. In the negotiations to address the ECJ judgment, the Department agreed a process with the EU Commission and National Parks and Wildlife Service, which would govern the state's processing of aquaculture licence applications. The process, the AA process, is managed in the main by the Marine Institute via environmental scientific contractors commissioned by the Institute to carry out the necessary fieldwork and desk analysis. To date, the Marine Institute has submitted appropriate assessments in respect of 24 bays to my department. With regard to environmental impact assessment and screening process, all aquaculture licence applications must either be accompanied by an EIS, which is mandatory in the case of marine finfish cultivation, or in the case of shellfish cultivation, applicants must be subject of a detailed screening process with a view to determining whether or not an EIS is required. The screening process is managed by a screening group comprised of officials from the Marine Institute, Borish Gawara, my own department's Marine Engineering Division and my own department's Agriculture and Foreshore Management Division. This group examines in detail the characteristics, location and potential environmental impact of each application. The screening assessment process complies fully with applicable European regulations and requirements and guidance documents. In addition, the ministerial decision arising from the screening process is published on the Department's website. With regard to statutory and public consultation, the legislation specifically provides for periods of statutory and public consultation in respect of aquaculture licence applications, and I can assure the Deputy that all observations received, and he mentioned 3,200 in the case of two bays in Donegal, are considered by the Department. Furthermore, any member of the public who wishes to appeal a ministerial decision may do so by submitting an appeal to the Aquaculture Licence Appeals Board, which is an independent body established by statute. I should mention that an applicant can also avail of this appeal process.
Minister, I have to interrupt you. Your time has expired, and I have to give an opportunity to Deputy Doherty.
Okay, well, the rest of it can be read into the record.
It's not a parliamentary question.
Not a parliamentary
Deputy
question.
Deputy Doherty, but we'll get copies. Deputy
okay.
Doherty has 2 minutes.
There's copies circulated, I think, last camp board.
Carmichael, Minister, you mentioned in relation to, you know, an EIS is required if it's finfish and for shellfish, the department can carry out a screening. The department waived the requirement for an EIS. In this application, which 3,200 people in the community, I'm not sure if sure if you're familiar with the community. I know you're just new in terms of the department. But I'm not sure if Minister Creed, before he issued the ministerial direction, which waived the requirement for an EIS to be carried out on that large-scale development, ever set foot in that part of our country. If he stood on the bridge on the way out to Cridge and looked at where the trestles would go on and on and on and on, he wouldn't have put pen to paper. If he stood in Ranafast and Ranamona and Anagra and Carrickfinn and looked out at the bay and looked at what 99 acres of aquaculture would actually look like, and then thought about the Wild Atlantic Way, tourism, the culture, as I said, the beauty of that area, which is given the inspiration for so many of our literary works that are studied by our children at school, music that is enjoyed by people the length and breadth not only of this island but further afield. That is where people, artists, draw their inspiration from, the natural environment. He never would have put pen to paper to waive this requirement. Minister, your own review has shown that the process is flawed. I and my party, our local councillors, Mary Trace Gallagher and John Hamish, put together a serious submission to that review, and thankfully, certain parts of it have been upheld. The process is flawed. It has taken too long to make determinations. Now, we want two things. We want you to fix the process. We want you to speed up the level of determination. But we want you to ensure that those communities will not be scarred indefinitely as a result of an aquaculture licence which is too large in scale and in nature. Minister, I stand here, and I'm finishing this here. I support many communities and many small entrepreneurs in securing aquaculture licence. I believe that oyster farm is a good thing in size and scale. These applications are way out of the norm and should be refused.
Minister's response.
Thanks, Lascan Corla. Well, I was going to get to the Agricultural Licence Review Group in the final part of my opening statement, just to say that there were 385 submissions received. There are 30 recommendations which are being considered. I can't preempt what decision will be made, but they are actually currently being worked. The department is currently considering that report. With regard to the Kilcasla and Gweedore Bays, I understand that the Cadu strand application has been withdrawn, so it's down to 1,700 to do with the Crewe strand. And I can't answer for why the EIS by the department wasn't sanctioned, but nonetheless, there are 1,700 submissions that are being considered, and I would expect that that's part of the reason for the slowness of the process. And I would also agree, no more than with an Abor Pinala appeal for planning, that you know, at some stage we're going to have a horizon, a definite horizon set on appeals for everybody's sake. Like, some of the submissions, by the way, on the licensing review group from that 385. Were from the industry, who would say it's too prescriptive. Look, I was part of, in the last all, a committee, I chaired a subcommittee, and one of the things that was seen as really having potential was aquaculture appropriate. Because of so many of the bays and inlets being designated Natura 2000 and the applications coming between, either in them or adjacent to them, a lot of care is needed. That's, I think, everybody agrees. But I would make one final point. It's not indefinite. Every structure that's actually put in, trellises and everything else, is removable, and much more easily removed than a lot of other, you know, big infrastructure developments. But certainly from the point of view, I think the whole idea behind the review, the licensing review group's work, was to try and make this work more efficiently for everybody. The locals, the industry, and the developers, if you want to call them that, the local communities, so that they work in harmony. And I think consultation at any stage, at the earliest possible point, in any process, is a key to it. So I think that's the best I can answer. Okay.